This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
We've got Skype. Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm or call toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've talked about everything from pumpkin spice lattes to privilege to cannabis legalization happening in Alaska and maybe very soon in as many as 5 more states as of next week, with the election coming up in 1 week from today. As a matter of fact, we'll finally be able to celebrate the end of this horrifying election season.
Thank God.
On this very show next week. So we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts, and then a little bit more about how difficult it can be to actually open something as simple as a checking account if you're even remotely associated with the cannabis industry. But first, we go to Michael listening in Lake Isabella. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. Speaking to another libertarian here, first of all, I see no reason why the government's got anything more to say about marijuana me growing in my yard than they do if I plant some squash and some radishes back there.
Yep,
it's
I agree.
Business and nothing I know you gentlemen do. Second, I'm not against the decriminalization and legalization of it, but I don't think we're going to like to see the commercialization of it, though. We're going to go the way of Marlboro and Salem and It's going to get seedy and nasty and hard.
No. There's no reason to believe. There's no reason to believe that would be the case. There's even in the black market for marijuana, there's a high demand for good quality product. People are willing to pay in the black market, you know, as much as $400 an ounce for product that doesn't have seeds in it, for the high-end chronic or, you know, whatever you call it. There's different terms up here. They call it headies in New Hampshire. Do they call it headies out in Maine?
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah. In Florida, it was called chronic. So, you know, there's different names for this. But ultimately, that's what is the most demanded, I think, of all of the various products out there. And that's not going to change just because the product becomes legal. In fact, in my opinion, it'll make it less likely that you will find the seedy, crappy ditch weed that you're describing. The ditch weed exists because, you know, basically in the marijuana industry, they're moving product, they're moving it illegally, and so in order to move as much as they possibly can, they can compress it. So they'll put a bunch of marijuana, cheap marijuana that's grown outdoors that they haven't really spent much time cultivating. They'll harvest that. They'll throw it in a hay baler. Oh, let me explain what happens. Maybe you know everything about marijuana, but let me just explain it for people who are new to this. They'll throw it in a hay baler and they'll, you know, crunch it down and compress it. Mm-hmm. And that makes already crappy marijuana even worse, because now it's pressed and it's ugly and it's, you know, not as attractive to look at. Those are aspects of the black market trade, more so than really anything else. In the marketplace, people want fluffy marijuana. They want pretty marijuana. They want good marijuana that's not moldy, that's not seedy. I mean, just because you think that Marlboro or whoever is going to take over, or Philip Morris might take over production, I don't think necessarily means that the product will become junk. And besides, go ahead.
I think you're not junk, because no one wants to buy junk, because that would just keep the black market as it is. That where I've been going, you always want to do better. I mean, everybody's trading clones and different chemicals to get it. And, a lot of these chemicals, that's unorganic. Well, they're all organic compounds. It's just some of them are mixed, stronger than others, but it's all organic. in one way or another. I mean, we certainly didn't get it from outer space.
Marlboro and Philip Morris may have the boring strains. They may have, you know, their strain that people would get tired of or whatever. And I think you would still see a very vibrant, smaller business scene in the world of marijuana. People who are going to customize, they're going to have the bubble gums, they're going to have the AK-47s, they're going to have the, you know, the fancy strains that you're not going to be able to get from a mega corporation. So I think there would be a difference in quality, but I don't think that you would see a drop overall in quality in the legal market.
Well, you know, the positive outcome and thinking positively would be like we've got microbreweries all up and down the West Coast.
Right,
and,
you can
stick with a micro growers where, oh, I know this really nice place outside of Salem, Oregon, where they've got the best weed and
I think that's a great example. You can buy the cheap beer. You can get the Budweiser, the swill beer or whatever, and you can get the fancier craft beers. You pay a little bit more, but you get a nicer product. And the same thing's going to be true with legal marijuana. Michael, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to a man who, the last time we talked to him, was in one of the legal states, because California is not yet there, even though they were the first to legalize it for medicinal purposes. It has actually not yet happened that they have legalized it for recreational purposes, although this year California does have it on the ballot. They are one of the five states. Arizona, California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada will all be voting on a legalization initiative coming up this Tuesday. Go ahead, TJ the Spy. Are you still in Colorado?
I am indeed, sir.
All right. Now, has the quality of marijuana available in Colorado gone down in any way, shape, or form since legalization?
No, far from it. In fact, you go into some of these pot shops, it's amazing to see what the free market can do when you have creativity and freedom. Mm. So you not only have, 50 strains of bud or like so. The thing is, there's always going to be price preference and quality preference in a market. So some people might like $2 Chuck, whereas other people might like a $100 bottle of Merlot. And so it depends on your preference and what you think is worth it. So they do have very expensive marijuana out here. But I just, when I go in, I love to see all the different, like they have cookies and chocolates and candies and soda. And now I just saw something brand new I'd never seen before, transdermal patches. So if you want to take a slow dose of a cannabinoid, over a slow period of time, you just slap one of those on. And
have you tried it?
This.
Have you tried it yet?
I have not, but okay. I'm getting ready to because they actually have them separated now. So for those of you who don't know much about cannabis, most people take cannabinoids or marijuana for the THC, tetrahydrocannabinol delta-9, which gives you that psychedelic, really good high feeling. But there's also like CBD, which is cannabidiol, which is a very good neuroleptic. People who have very bad seizures, they can smoke a strain of marijuana that has CBD, but no THC. So it won't get you high, but it'll control your epilepsy. And so they've done that out here now. You have transdermal patches. It'll actually say on the label 100% CBD, 100% CBDA, 100% THC, 100%. Right. So, like, you can actually get the different strains of cannabis, or the different molecules or isomers of cannabis.
You actually know what you're getting, unlike the black marketplace where you just kind of have to hope the dealer knows what he's talking about.
And that's one of the things. It's by Colorado state law, everything has to be tested, so there's a huge demand for
whether there was a law or not, it would still be in demand to people know what the things are. What were you
going to
say,
just
John?
Thinking, I was just having a random thought in my head here with, how they have the bulletproof coffee with the MCT oil?
I've heard about it, yeah.
Right, like you get the MCT oil. I was wondering if you could have coffee, right? The high caffeine content with CBD oil in it.
Oh, I bet you could.
And then it would be coffee that would be, you would not be so jittery.
Have you seen anything like that?
Maybe.
TJ? Cannabis coffee?
I haven't
just dropped $1 million idea here on Microsoft Live.
So, this is a struggle for freedom in stages. So right now you can buy it, but you just can't consume it in public or a restaurant. So it's kind of like the no smoking ban where, it's the government has come in and said you may not do that. Now, right now, most people are just happy enough to have it legalized.
Sure.
I can tell you I consume it in public. It's a violation of a city ordinance.
Nice.
I could probably get a ticket. But at the same time, the cops, generally there's a detente, a give and take. As long as you're not harassing them, they're not going to harass you.
Okay.
Just same thing with alcohol. You know, if you're drunk and you're minding your own business, they're probably going to leave you alone. But if you're making a scene or a ruckus,
right,
you're going to attract attention. So, I mean, that's my opinion out here, but it's all good. And I love delivering Jimmy John's sandwiches every single day so I can experience work life like my boy Cody does. How's work at CVS?
Not too bad. All right, TJ, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the Colorado update. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all the creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you had but one day to teach someone about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, that's okay, because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course is Economics in One Day, and it'll give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. Fee gives you tools for that as well. Take Economics in One Day now for free at fee.org/FTL and learn key economics concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL and learn why entrepreneurship matters. And you know, entrepreneurship is a great thing if you're free to actually innovate, if you're free to actually start the business that you want to start, and there aren't roadblocks put up all over the place, not just whether or not the business is legal, as we've been discussing with the marijuana laws that may be passing in the next week on five different state ballots coming up on this coming Tuesday, but also, as we've seen here with the story that we just started over at Bloomberg.com, and I'll share a little bit more of it here because it's way too long to actually read the whole thing, but it's fascinating about how hard it is for cannabis businesses in the states where it's legal to actually get something as simple as a checking account. The story here from Bloomberg talks about how it could get a lot harder or a lot messier for the industry next week when, on November 8th, Arkansas, Florida, North Dakota, and Montana will ask voters to decide whether they should join in some fashion D.C. and the two dozen states where cannabis is legal for medicinal use. So it sounds like Florida's going to be voting on it again. It didn't pass last time around, but maybe they'll make it work this time. Arizona, California, Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada will vote on whether to join the four states and the nation's capital where marijuana is allowed for recreational use by adults. If just California voted yes, and its 39 million residents suddenly found themselves able to purchase marijuana freely, the size of the industry could triple to $18 billion. Now, again, we're talking about the legal industry here. We already know it's worth billions in the black market, forcing regulators and banks to reevaluate their institutional trepidation. From video companies such as Green Flower to marketing outfits to makers of plastic and paper packaging, once the banks get wind that you're part of the $6 billion plus legal marijuana industry, the doors often slam shut. In Cleveland, Patrick McManaman got the bad news when his wife's debit card was declined at Target. PNC Financial Services had booted him from his personal account, his corporate account, and the 70-year-old account of a related family business, simply because it had his name on it. Which is familiar to me. I've had bank accounts closed on me because I do business with Bitcoin, and they don't like that either. In 2010, he founded Canisure Insurance Services, LLC, an insurance business specializing in policies for the cannabis industry. They, too, do not deal with actual pot plants. In fact, recreational marijuana is illegal in Ohio, where he lives. McManaman tried to find another bank. It wasn't easy. He said, I had to make payroll, so I opened a bank account and just told them I was in the insurance space. After about a year, they figured out what we were doing and canceled his accounts. He moved on then to a small regional bank, where he lasted for 9 months until they dropped him. The next bank took his business for just 6 months. By his fifth bank, McManaman realized he'd have to get a little sneaky. He said, we started to notice that the banks were asking the question, are you doing any cannabis-related work? If they ask, we're not going to lie, he said. So he created another holding company with an innocuous name, and he declined to disclose it or the bank. As backup, McManaman also keeps as much as $20,000 on hand at two other banks that he can tap in an emergency. He says it's an enormous amount of stress, not being able to make payroll, not being able to make rent, because you don't have access to a checking account. It's something that we shouldn't have to worry about. PNC Bank says, by the way, that it avoids cannabis industry-related accounts and declines further comment. In 2012, Colorado and Washington became the first states to legalize the sale of recreational cannabis. Faced with creating a new infrastructure to regulate heavily taxed vice industry, things moved slowly. A year later, the Justice Department handed down what's called the Cole Memorandum, named for its author, Deputy U.S. Attorney General James M. Cole, which laid out the ground rules as far as the federal government was concerned. The memo bars, among other things, distribution of recreational cannabis to minors, shipping across state lines, and possession of cannabis on federal property. The task of determining how to handle the money earned by this newly legalized industry fell to the Treasury Department's FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, which issued guidelines in 2014 that said, in part, quote, "Thorough customer due diligence is a critical aspect of making this risk assessment. Ultimately, though, FinCEN left it up to the banks to decide whether the risk was worth the reward, and it didn't differentiate between companies that physically handle marijuana and those that have no direct connection to the physical plant. Since that guidance was issued, just 301 banks have chosen to serve the cannabis industry. That is less than 3% of the nation's 11,954 federally regulated banks and credit unions. So 3% of banks are willing to do any business with the cannabis industry. The U.S. government's role in regulating banks has made it difficult for cannabis companies to even rent office space. Washington State pot edibles company Botanica Seattle found that landlords who carried a mortgage from a national bank were leery of even renting to them. Throw in zoning laws regulating where a company can operate, and it took Chris Abbott, the company's co-founder, about 6 months just to find a space to hang his hat. Even Simon's Green Flower, the media company we were talking about before, which has no dealings with physical pot plants, they couldn't even get a lease. He says, "We tried to explain this to them in a way that they can then get over it, but often to no avail." Companies in the cannabis industry are at a disadvantage because as a Schedule I drug under federal law, marijuana cannot be bought with a credit card, and dispensaries can't have their own corporate cards. Often ancillary businesses, such as the dispensary's vendors or non-marijuana suppliers, they don't have access to banks or credit cards either. Agents working on behalf of the media company Green Flower reached out to some 40 credit card middlemen, which operate as a gateway between companies and credit card providers, before one agreed to work with them, though with very costly conditions. Green Flower pays $100 in monthly fees, as well as 4.95%, plus 25 cents on every credit card transaction it accepts. Now, if you think about that compared to your typical credit card agreement, if you just sign up brand new with Stripe or Square, for instance, these credit card transaction companies that will do business with anyone who walks through their door, you're not going to pay more than 2.9% per transaction. You know, just for your standard business, whatever your business is, unless you're related to the marijuana industry, then it's 4.95%. That's a tremendous difference. The merchant processor also imposed a 10% reserve and capped the company at $40,000 in monthly transactions. After 6 months without incident, the processor increased the cap to $250,000. So at some point, he says, when you're in the cannabis space, you almost accept it as par for the course. But it was certainly shocking. And again, you know, whether this is going to change and how soon it's going to change, I don't know.
Right.
I mean, hopefully
it will.
What
are these laws that are forcing them to do this, or are they being forced to do this?
That's the thing. They're not being forced to.
They're just ripping people off because they can.
Right. Well, FinCEN's, what they issued, the notice that they issued to the banks was, hey, we're leaving this up to you.
Right.
So you decide whether this is worth your risk. And, you know, to some of these banks, you could understand that you don't want the federal government to all of a sudden decide to come in and raid your account and take all the money and then have to deal with whatever the consequences are of that. So you can understand why they're reticent to do it. But on the other hand, it's just a damn shame. And there's more to this. We'll share the full story on our Facebook and Twitter. More coming up, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us here on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I was hoping that the Cell 411 new version, version 5 with ride-sharing, was available for iPhone today, but unfortunately there's apparently a 24-hour delay between when iPhone or when Apple mm-hmm. says that they will be putting something up and when it'll actually go up. So for those of you who've been waiting on Cell 411 version 5 with ride sharing for iPhone devices, it shouldn't be much longer. It's probably going to be tomorrow morning or sometime tomorrow when that'll become available.
Let's hope.
Yep. But right now, Android users, you can get it. Go to getcell411.com. If you don't have the latest version of Cell 411, go ahead and upgrade, hit your Play Store up, hit that update button, and get the latest version because it's awesome. They've taken this incredible decentralized app for 911, basically, kind of like a free market replacement for 911. You can actually send out emergency alerts to your friends, your family members, your neighbors, even total strangers, to let them know that something's going wrong. Something's happening. You need help. You got something on fire, medical emergency, you've been pulled over, your tire blew out on the side of the interstate, whatever. You can let people know. There's a bunch of different options, and then they can respond or not. They can decide to help you or, you know, let you know that they can't help. If you can help, then you get turn-by-turn directions to where the person is located, because wherever your friend is, you may not know where that is, right? So that'll help you get there. But then they went ahead this last week and added ride-sharing to this already incredibly useful killer app, and it's ride sharing in a way that you've never seen before. Your typical ride share is Uber and Lyft, where there's a mega corporation that decides the driver's rates, decides what the drivers will get paid, and decides who gets to drive. Now all of that's gone. Now you, as a driver, you can drive just because you get the Cell 411 app. There's no application process. Now there are going to be ratings for the drivers, so you will still be able to know who's bad and who's good. But there's no application process. With Uber and Lyft, you got to go through a background check. You got to jump through their hoops. If they don't like you for some reason, they're not going to let you in. So felons, sorry, you can't drive for Uber and Lyft. Felons, you can drive for Cell 411. Now, if that makes you nervous, well, just go by the ratings of the drivers and you should be just fine. This is an unregulated marketplace. There might be some risks involved, but it also means you get the freedom to set your own rates as a driver. You get to decide what to charge, which means you're competing with the other drivers on Cell 411 for rates. So technically, that should drive rates down as Cell 411 becomes more popular. And Virgil Vaduva posted on the Cell 411 users group today on Facebook that he's been overwhelmed by the number of messages he's been getting by people who have been bewildered by the fact that there is no application process for this. Right. They're like, okay, how do I sign up to be a driver for Cell 411 is what they'll ask him. And he'll say, you don't. You just download the app.
Right.
And they just cannot understand. They cannot believe that that would be the case because it really is that easy. Cell 411 is an incredible thing, and it's free. So go get it at getcell411.com. We got a story that Johnson brought in. We're going to jump into here in a moment about what's the site that it's from?
Dear Wendy.
Dear Wendy's. This is like a, I guess I use the word self help.
Relationship advice.
That's a better word. Relationship advice story. You're going to read this question from somebody. We'll get into that here in a moment. But first, David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, David. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we don't have time for a couple things, so pick one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just save the second, the legal stuff, the right stuff for another time. And since I can't have two thoughts in my head, I can only have one. I tune into your show in the middle of it and listen to it and give you a call if I want to discuss something. And then after you guys are done and at happy hour, I keep listening to you. And point of trivia, and since you're kind of ties into talking about quasi-illicit drugs anyway, somebody yesterday made a Breaking Bad reference, and I happen to be in Breaking Bad.
Really?
I'm a pilot. Yeah.
No way.
In yeah way. You can see me. Just put it in your DVD player in the very first episode when in Walt's living room when he's having a party, and we're all toasting him. I'm there. There's two guys in the room with a bald head. Hank, you know, Dean Norris, the DEA agent, and me, because I was his stand-in, so I shaved my head.
Really?
Anyway, really.
Cool. You are so lucky. I am very jealous.
All right, so go ahead. What were you calling about? Not that, I presume.
No, that was just a point of trivia, because I try to enjoy my life, and so when there's fun stuff comes up, I try not to let it pass. But, I'll go on to that. But, yeah, it was a cool crew. And it was a lot of fun, and I was right in the middle of it with those guys for day after day after day, so it was pretty cool. We can talk about it more some other time, but anyway, rights, I thought I'd try a couple another approach. Doesn't sound like Mark is there, so let me just say, so when Mark was in, we're talking about rights, and we were using, rights is everything. Your show tonight is about rights. We're talking about the right to use, you know, whatever medicinal, medicine, plant, whatever, it's your right. It's an episode about rights. Mm-hmm. So We were using water, you know, to try to keep it narrow, keep it simple, and it became more complicated than what you would think water would be. But then I guess, like they say out here in the West, whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. And so that's kind of what it turned into. But so here's a fun little analogy. So when Mark was in prison, did we have to give him water? Did he have a right to get water? Did we have to give that to him, or could we have just locked him in a cell and not given him any water?
Well, the state has an obligation to keep its prisoners alive. So I don't know if you would call that a right. You're their ward, essentially, and they have to keep you alive, ideally, until you're released, unless something unusual occurs and they can't.
You don't have a right to water. Right. You have a right to life.
Well, I would say that if the state had an obligation to give water, then somewhere tied to that obligation was a right. Wouldn't you agree that somebody
right to
had
life.
A right?
Yeah, tied to that obligation is the right to life.
Okay, so if you have a right to life, then water is somehow a right then as part of that package.
No, it's only a right. It's only an obligation if you're being imprisoned by the state. Otherwise, you have to provide for yourself.
Correct. You have to secure your own water in your own life.
By working and making money and paying for it.
Or asking.
You can also ask, and people would give it to you voluntarily if they so choose. But they're not obligated.
Very good. You made my point from the other night. If you want, can I explain the point that you just made for me that I couldn't get across the other night?
No, you can call another night. But thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. So let's jump into DearWendy.com, Johnson.
Sure.
About grandma.
Sure. So the title of this article is, "We moved in with his grandma, and she doesn't understand that I'm the boss now."
This is the girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm 22 years old and 10 weeks pregnant when my boyfriend Daniel and I found out. We moved in together into a house owned by his dad, where only Daniel's grandma lives, and now us. She cannot pay her bills, so Daniel's dad was picking up the slack. He encouraged us to move in, knowing we could pay the bills. I was warned about living with grandma, but the rent is free and we only pay the utilities and property tax, so I thought it was a fine bargain.
Yeah, sounds like a good deal.
Family members mentioned that grandma would say rude things, never address me personally, only address Daniel, and do crazy household chores such as putting dish soap rather than detergent in the dishwasher and burning all her trash, including plastic, in a can outside.
This sounds like a feisty one.
Yeah. I decided to overlook it, thinking, after all, we would be paying the bills, not her. Currently, we have only been in the house 1 month, and I am fed up. I want to prepare for my future child, my first baby, and she is seriously stressing me out. I have turned the other cheek and ignored her. For some reason, we have not yet proven to her that we are essentially the bosses of certain household things, being that we are taking care of the bills. I never wanted it to come to this, because she is my elder. I never thought I would have to speak up for myself, and I still haven't done so. Daniel does tell her to stop doing certain things, but she refuses to listen. She tells me not to put my decorations up, not to move my dishes into the kitchen. I suppose she wants me to keep them in storage? Not to bring in furniture, not to put my planner on the living room coffee table, and she burned her old mail in the furnaces, smoking up the house. There's more to this.
Oh, yeah. All right, so who is in charge of this situation? We'll get a little more detail, and then we'll see what the panel thinks. And you can share your thoughts on this dilemma. 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us here. Who is the boss in this household where no one really is the owner? It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride. Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything in the remaining moments. And if you've got input into this question from a young lady, she's 22 years old, 10 weeks pregnant, moved in with her boyfriend and grandma, his grandma. Right. Apparently there's been some conflicts between her and grandma, and we're going to continue that. Also, don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and you can use any major credit card via PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin right on our website as well. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and the AMP-only podcast. Go and get all the details and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us because that's money that we invest into the show to hopefully get on more radio stations, to bring more people on board with the ideas of freedom and liberty. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get started there. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. All right, so the situation here, as I understand it, Johnson, is these folks moved into a house that is owned by their parents,
mm-hmm.
not grandma.
Right.
Grandma's been living there for a while. She's kind of eccentric, burns her trash and, you know, does some weird stuff.
Burned her mail in the furnace, smoking up the house, apparently, is the last thing we left off on.
And grandma's not paying to live there, as
correct.
I understand it.
Yep.
The people, the young couple.
The father was paying before. And now the couple, who is the grandson, apparently, is paying, for the grandson and his wife are paying for the bills.
Are they wife and husband? I missed that detail. Well,
I believe
way,
so. Couple, she's pregnant with his child. So.
Right. The couple's paying the bills, but they're not paying rent.
Right.
So they have a very light burden,
right.
But they are still paying something, whereas grandma's paying nothing.
Right.
And there's a conflict now between the lady, the 22-year-old lady, and grandma.
Yep.
So let's continue.
So it took 2 weeks to get her to quit lighting her cigarettes on the stove and leaving the door open while she smokes. She says to my face that my asthma isn't such a big deal, even though I take oral medication and a preventative inhaler twice a day.
Oh, my.
She often comes into our room late to talk to Daniel. I honestly thought all of this was something I could overcome with kindness and patience, but my pregnancy hormones are raging, and I'm afraid that bringing a child up here would be a nightmare. Daniel and his father tell me to ignore her and just do what I want, and that in time she will understand. I have lived on my own for 5 years, but Daniel has not. He has previously lived with his father, and he does not fully understand my need to have control over my home. I believe he doesn't worry about his future as much, or about the future as much. Especially, I need to be respected in my home in order to raise a child. I try to tell Daniel that we might have to move out, but he gets upset because he wants to raise his kids in this house. It has been his dad's property for Daniel.
The sigh is in there, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It has been his dad's property for Daniel's entire life, but I believe feeling comfortable in my home while raising a child is essential. I need to feel at ease and free to rest. He said he wants me to be comfortable, but I have to fight him to try and get him to agree to move out if this does not get better. I can barely handle it now. Should I give it time or come to an agreement and arrangement as soon as possible? How can I avoid confrontation and meet my needs? Do you think a grown woman, grandma, is capable of changing? I don't. Signed, Who's the Boss?
All right, Cody, what do you think about this?
Well, I think the older you get, the more stuck in your ways you are. That's and I don't think grandma's going to change.
Yeah.
No, she's going to die before she changes.
The thing is that they're either going to have to fix this or it's going to cause relationship problems between the two of them.
Right.
You know, it's hard enough to live with anybody. But, sure. You know, you may be in a loving relationship with somebody else and there's a third party who just is just crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
If one of them doesn't figure it out, then they're going to start fighting against each other over it. And
it sounds like that's already started.
It's enough for her to write this letter to look for advice.
Right. He wants to stay.
Right.
And he's like, well, you got to figure it out with grandma. I would say in this case, the best solution, and I'm interested in hearing your input as well, Johnson, but I think the best solution is to go to the homeowner, in this case, the dad, and say, look, this isn't working for me. You know, I like being with your son, and I want to be with him. I want him to be happy, but this isn't working out for me, and it's because of what this lady is doing. Now, look, she's not paying anything here. I know she's your mom, and you care about her, but can we come to some kind of mutual agreement where the owner, dad, can sort of mediate this conflict between the two and say, hey, look, grandma, don't blow your smoke in the baby's face and, you know, stay over here on your side of the house or, you know, come up with whatever ground rules might make this lady, the 22-year-old, feel like she can stay there.
To me, Daniel sounds like kind of a loser.
Okay.
He's getting this house. He's always lived with his dad. He's never lived on his own. And he's not, you know, paying attention to the needs of his pregnant wife in order to freeload, you know, to get this house for free, to not have to pay rent. I mean, essentially, they're only paying the bills. And
well, I mean, that's
just
a pretty
serious
thing.
I'll put up with all this stuff. Screw you.
Yeah.
You know, and he's really not caring about the needs of his wife.
Well, I mean,
I agree. It's his grandma. It should be his responsibility
right.
to put grandma in line, you know?
But she's got the perspective. Think about it from grandma's perspective.
Like
but
it
think
sounds
about
like
it from,
she's wearing the pants in this relationship.
But think about it from grandma's perspective. She's been in this house for however many years she's been in this house, and then all of a sudden there's, you know, these two kids in there,
yeah.
And they want to move all her china out of the way and
yeah.
put their stuff in, you know, the cabinets.
Right.
And she's like, hey, this is my house.
Yeah.
You don't have a right to come in here
yeah.
just like just because you pay
the
bills.
Deal, you know?
Right. Now, look, she doesn't really have a leg to stand on because she doesn't really pay anything to live there.
Right.
But that's why I say maybe the dad, who's the owner, can come in and say, all right, well, look, you guys have to share the dishes, you guys have to share this or whatever.
Yeah.
Try to put down some kind of ground rules. But I agree with you, the dude may be
yeah.
a total loser. On the other hand, if you think about it, raising a kid is an expensive proposition.
Right.
And if you can avoid having to pay rent, that'll actually help, in theory,
right.
your ability to raise
a child. But if you can't do it, you know, you gotta at some point, okay, you're gonna, you know, maybe you're gonna have to move out and you're gonna have to be willing to at least talk about that.
Sure.
So do we want to hear the answer from...
Yeah, what's the columnist say? DearWendy.com.
So Wendy says, you say you want to feel comfortable in your own home, but the house you're living in isn't yours.
True.
You're not paying rent or a mortgage, and you moved in with someone who has lived there much longer than you have, and already has her way of doing things, and isn't interested in changing to accommodate a couple of freeloading kids with a baby on the way. If you want your own place where you can feel comfortable and like the boss, move out and find something you can afford. As for how to do that without a confrontation with Daniel, you probably can't avoid that. Mm. Confronting issues, disagreements, and conflict is sort of a basic core necessity of living with someone, and certainly of raising a child together. Instead of trying to avoid conflict, what you should be trying to avoid are effed up situations like having a baby when you don't have your own home or can't afford your own home.
Damn.
Yeah, she's like just, yeah. Honestly, if Daniel wants to stay in his dad's home with his grandma, you need to move out. Move out whether Daniel goes or not. Move in with a roommate or your family. If that's not a possibility and you really have no other option besides basically squatting in your boyfriend's dad's place with a cantankerous old lady who clearly doesn't want you, let alone a crying newborn there, I'd encourage you to consider putting your baby up for adoption.
Wow. Yeah,
this,
oh, man.
Wow, this is brutal.
Harsh.
if you can't avoid the very basics, if you can't provide the very basics for survival, like a home, you have no business becoming a parent. Oof. I read a lot of entitlement in your tone. You are owed nothing. Paying utilities doesn't entitle you to rent-free, comfortable living.
That's true.
There's no such thing as rent-free without some strings attached.
In this case, grandma's the string.
Yep. The strings here are dealing with a roommate who doesn't want to share her space with you and has no intention of ever abiding by your rules, which you are not entitled to have in the first place since the house isn't yours. If you can't deal with the strings, move out. You're owed nothing here. But your baby deserves a safe and comfortable home. You and Daniel, if you and Daniel can't provide that, then the loving and responsible thing to do is to find someone who can.
I do agree that if she were to move out, that would put Daniel in the position of, all right, bro, you got to do something here.
Yeah.
Are you going to stick with grandma,
right,
or are you going to go and, you know, take
right
care of your
be
kid
a man
with your wife or fiance or whoever
right
she is? However, I wouldn't necessarily take the same, all or nothing approach here.
Right.
Grandma also has strings attached to this,
right,
should have strings attached. She shouldn't have full run of this house
right, right
and do nothing whatsoever but smoke
yeah
cigarettes
right
on the stove. Right.
Yeah.
So, hey, lady, you know, she
they
needs
are
to have
paying
some rules
for some
down
of her stuff, so they
correct
should get some privileges and, you know, whatever.
She needs to bend a little bit
yep
here, and I don't think, you know, I think that leaving should be the last
right
resort, and the first thing should be to sit down in a conversation with the dad and say, this is not going to be the best environment for my child unless grandma is willing to
right
compromise somewhat.
You know, or make a plan where they stay there for a certain amount of time and then go, you know, like, you know, because
well,
if they're just their goal is to save up money, I mean, you know. Well, yeah, if
grandma
dies,
is willing to compromise, well, she's going to die eventually.
Yeah,
if,
we've got to find out how old grandma is.
That's an important question. Of course, females do tend to live longer than males, so she
right
may last longer than a grandfather might. But
well, she's a smoker.
That's true.
So
that is true. But I would say, you know, having that conversation first would be the first step. But I think, yes, the ace up her sleeve is it's her baby. She can walk out with it. The courts are going to side with her. And
right
Daniel will need to make a choice,
right,
a hard choice in that case. Good question, though. And will you post this or send this to, I guess I've got
yeah
it.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah
post it on our Facebook and Twitter. You can take a look because there's also comments by people of their opinions on it as well. So you can check that out. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, join us at freetalklive.com. Join Cody over on his website, offtheairlive.com. And see you tomorrow.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.